Today's Amud is Beitza Chesam Abeis. We're holding on Chesam and Aleph, eight lines from the bottom, by the word Meisve. So, the last thing we mentioned in the previous year, the Gemara brought a Braisa that says if a person brings dirt into his house for his garden or for his charva, so he sets the dirt aside specifically to be used, so this is not just useless dirt that's just found on the ground, this is dirt that has a purpose. So the halacha is that even though he didn't designate it for a specific use that would be useful for Shabbos or Yontif, lamaisa, when a person designates dirt even for his gina or for his charva, so his das is also that he should use it for things that he needs for kisvei adam, and therefore the braisa said that he could use this dirt for kisvei adam. It's considered that he has dirt set aside already before Yontif, and he could use this dirt for kisvei adam. Then the Gemara brought a memra from Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said that not only could he use dirt that he sets aside for kisvei adam, but if a person brings dirt into his house, he could use it for all of his needs. That's how Tosfos learns in one of his Malchim, that that's what Rav Yehuda was coming to add on to the Braisa. That Rav Yehuda was coming to add on the Braisa, that not only could you use this dirt that you set aside for kisvei adam, but your das is to use it for any sort of need, and you could use it for, therefore, any need, not just for kisvei adam. On that now, says the Gemara, Meisve, we have a kasha. It's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda who said that dirt that you set aside could be used for any need, not just for kisvei adam. It could be used for stam, a person's house is dirty. I guess back in the day they had dirt floors, so if you had like a spill, the way you cleaned it up is you just put more dirt over it, and then you swept it all together, and like that you had a clean floor. So according to Rav Yehuda, that would also be a permissible use for this dirt. You could use the dirt for anything, lav davka kisvei adam. On that asked the Gemara Meisve. We have a kasha from Abraisa. The Braisa says, koi ein sheikh to naisa biyamtev. So the truth is, this word, koi, kvi, there's different pronunciations. I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Sicha on page Taf Kuf Tesvav. So he says that the correct pronunciation is koi, with a chaylam. So we'll pronounce it koi, but there's different ways. Anyway, it says the Braisa that a koi ain't sheikh to naisa biyamtev. A koi is a type of behema, and we're not sure if it has the halachic status of a chaya or a behema, which has various nafkaminos. One nafkamina is the sugi that we're discussing, is kisvei adam. The halacha is that you only have a chiv to cover the dam when you shecht a chaya or a knife. A behema, you don't have to cover the dam. Kisvei adam is only a mitzvah when you shecht a chaya or a knife. So if this koi is a chaya, so then it's chayav in kisvei adam. If it's a behema, it's not chayav in kisvei adam. Another nafkamina that will be discussed in the Hemshech is with regards to the isser of eating chaylev, of forbidden fats of an animal. The halacha is that all the fats of a chaya are mutter to eat. There's no isser chaylev. There are no forbidden fats of a chaya. There's only an isser chaylev when it comes to a behema. A behema has certain parts, certain fats that you're not allowed to eat. There's chaylev, certain fats that you're not allowed to eat. A chaya and a knife, you're allowed to eat all the fat of a chaya and a knife. So, we'll first discuss the first nafkamina that we said, is with regards to kisvei adam. So the Braisa says that you're not allowed to shecht a kfi, or a koi, you're not allowed to shecht a koi on yontif. Now, during the week, so if a person would shecht a koi, so of course, cover the dam, safik daraisa luchomra. You're not sure if it's a chaya or a knife. You're not sure if you have a mitzvah daraisa of kisvei adam. So just go luchomra and cover it. So that would be during the week. On Yontif, where covering it would seemingly be a problem, so therefore you can't cover it, misafik. Being that it might be a behema and it's on chayv in kisvei adam, so then you have no right to go ahead and dig dirt to cover the dam of the koi. Ve'im shachdoi, let's say a person, he didn't know the halacha, or for whatever reason he shechted it anyways. So then the halacha is ein mechasen es damai. Even still, even b'di'evet, even if a person already shechted it, still he does not cover the dam of this koi. Now, says the Gemara, v'hi isa. Now if Rav Yehuda is right, now when a person designates some dirt in his house, so now we could use it for any need, not just for the mitzvah of kisvei adam. He could use it for anything, so then l'chasiyeh could Rav Yehuda. So then you should just be able to cover it like Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda said, what's the worst case scenario? Is that there won't be a mitzvah of kisei adam? That a koi is really a behema? Okay, your floor is still dirty. You have blood on your floor. So worst case scenario, you're cleaning your floor. Once you tell me that you could use the dirt for any need, so why wouldn't you be able to shecht a koi and then cover it with dirt, if no matter what, you're doing something that's permissible with the dirt. Either you're doing the mitzvah of kisei adam, or you're covering it because your floor is dirty. Bishlam alafi the braisa, you can only use it for kisei adam, so you can't do it in this, but when you shach the koi, because maybe you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of kisei adam. But like Rav Yehuda, that you could use the dirt for anything, so why not just cover it? Says the Gemara ul-tameich, according to you, the lechasya be'ef rakira. Oy bedaker notes. Why are you picking on Rav Yehuda? There are other eitzes. Why don't you take some ashes out of the oven and use those ashes to cover the dam of the koi? Why don't you take some dirt? You already have the shovel in the ground, so just take some of that dirt. What possible issue could there be? Anyways, it's already designated. There won't be chayresh. There won't be toichin. There won't be muksa. There's no iser. Stam, you have a kash on the braisa. Why not take dirt and cover it? What do you have to lose? So says the Gemara El Delesla, you'll have to tell me, that the case of the Braisa is where you don't have a Dekernoitz. You don't have a Frikira. So says the Gemara, so Hachanami Delesla. So according to Rav Yehuda also, there's no Kasha. The Braisa is talking about a case where a person didn't designate any dirt from before Yantif. Anyways, you have to tell me that this person doesn't have any dirt. He doesn't have a shovel that designated some dirt. He doesn't have ashes in the oven. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's not a Kasha on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda will tell you that the case of the Braisa is also where he didn't designate any dirt, and that's why he can't shech the koi, because then he would have to then theoretically dig dirt. That would be a potential iser, which we would give a heter to do such a thing for the mitzvah of kisei adam. But here it's not even clear that there's a mitzvah, because maybe it's a behema, and that's why you can't shech the koi. Well, says the Gemari, hachi, if so, that the Braisa is talking about such a case where this person doesn't have any sort of dirt to use for kisei adam, so then ma'ir yasafik afilu vade nami. So then afilu vade nami loy. Even why is the Braisa talking about shechting a koi, that you can't shecht a koi because you won't be able to cover the dirt? Even if you had a vadai behema, we said before on Zainam Abayz that the only heter to do kisei adam, even after the fact that a person shechted the behema, or a chai or a knife, the only heter to do kisei adam after the fact is if you have a deker notz, is if you have a shovel that's in the ground. If you don't have a shovel that's in the ground, so then you're going to have a problem of chai resh or muksa. So if the Braisa is talking about where you don't have any dirt that's set aside, so then forget about the kai. You can't even shecht a vadai chaya. You can't shecht a knife. You can't shecht anything because you don't have any sort of dirt available. And even b'di'evet, even if you shechted it, you wouldn't be able to cover it. So why is the Braisa talking about a koi? So stam, this whole Braisa needs help. We need to understand what's the pshat in the Braisa. Because if the Braisa doesn't seem to, is differentiating between a koi and a vade chaya and a knife, so what's the case of the Braisa? If you have dirt, then what's the problem with shechting a koi? And if you don't have dirt, so then you wouldn't be able to shecht a vade chaya either. So it says the Gemara, let me buy you kamar. In a chanami, the chiddush of the Braisa is not the fact that you're not allowed to cover the koi. Of course you can't cover the koi. You wouldn't be able to cover a vade chayo or a knife either. Because if you don't have dirt, you don't have a shovel in the ground, you don't have a frikiro, so then there's nothing to talk about. So then in a chanami, it's pasha, you can't shach the koi. You also, just like you can't shach the vadei. But says the Gemara, let me buy you kamar. Let me buy you vadei deloy lishchait. But we're not talking about the kisei adam. Avada, the kisei adam, you're not going to be able to do. But what about the etzem shchita? So says the Gemara, that's what the Braisa is coming to point out. That you're not even allowed to shecht a koi. Of course you can't shecht a vade chaya or vade oif. Because then what's going to happen afterwards? You're going to have a chiv of kisei adam. And you're not going to be able to do it. So you're going to create a chiv that you're not going to be able to fulfill. So of course you're not allowed to shecht a chaya and an oif. That was pashut. Says the Gemara, the chiddush of the Braisa is that aval safek ema mishum simchas yamtif lishchait v'loy lechasye. But maybe for simchas yamtif, when you're talking about a koi, when you're talking about a safek, it's not even so pashut if it's even chayv in kisrei adam, it's a safek. So maybe you would think, okay, so shechtim, maybe you're going to be mevatel kisrei adam, but maybe not. Maybe it's on Chayiv and Kisei Adam. So for Simchas Yom Tif, maybe we should say, take the chance. Shech didn't take the chance. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. The Chiddush of the Braisa is that you're not even allowed to shecht it. Of course you can't cover the dam. You wouldn't be able to cover the dam of a vada either. You don't have any dirt that was set aside from before Yontif. The chiddush of the Braisa is that you're not even allowed to shecht the kai. Of course you can't shecht the chai in an eif, because then you're going to be being mevatel the mitzvah of kisei adam. The chiddush is that you can't even shecht the kai, even though Simchas Yontif is on the line, you're not even allowed to shecht the kai. Well, ask the Gemara. V'hamidikatani seifa. From the fact that the Seifa says, "Ve'im shachtu ein mechasen as damai," that if you shacht it, don't cover it with dirt, it sounds like you have dirt. It doesn't sound like you'd have to dig. It doesn't say, "And if you shacht, don't dig." It says, "And if you shachted the kai, don't cover the dirt." Mechlal b'de'isli askinan. So that makes it seem like the Braisa is talking about a case that you do have dirt. So again, we're done with Rav Yehuda. We're not really asking a kash on Rav Yehuda. Stam, the case of the Braisa is very difficult to understand. Clearly the Braisa's case is talking about where you do have dirt. You have a shovel in the ground, you have a frakira, or maybe like Rav Yehuda, you have dirt that you set aside. That you for sure have dirt in the case of the Braisa. So Stam, we're stuck. So what's the pshat in the Braisa? Why is it that you can't shech the kai and cover its dam? What issue is there? If you have dirt that's set aside to be used, so why not cover it? What's the issue? What would be wrong with covering it with dirt if you already have the dirt? You're not going to have to dig. You already have dirt. So what would be the possible issue? So says the Gemara. So we have to explain this Braisa. And the Gemara is going to give two or maybe even three Mahalchim in terms of how to understand this Braisa. We're sticking to this conclusion that the case of the Braisa is that you do have dirt. And the question is just, now what's wrong with covering the Dam of a Kai? So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rabba, or some have the Girsa Rabba, that Efer Kira Muchan Levadai, Ve'ein Muchan Lesafik. The ashes in the oven, or huadin, the dirt in the ground, when you have a deker nuts, or you set aside some dirt, any sort of dirt or ashes that you can have in mind to use it, and therefore it's not muksa, the halacha is that only works for a vada use, and it's still considered muksa when it comes to suffic uses. Your das is not going to help you when it comes to a suffic use. It's only going to help you when it comes to a vada use. So when it comes to shechting a chaya or an eif, you could shecht it, and then you could use this dirt, which you set aside, or the ashes in the oven, which you set aside, and you could use that to cover the dam. However, says the Braisa, you can't shecht the koi, because then you're not going to be able to cover the dam. Ah, but you have dam, it's set aside, you put in the shovel before Yom Tif. Yeah, but that doesn't work when it comes to a suffic use. Says the Gemara, l'safik my time aloy? Why wouldn't that work for a suffic use? If you're telling me that you set it aside, so now it's technically you could use it for anything you want. If you could use it for anything you want, so why would Chazal say that you can't use it for a suffic? It's not really muksa, obviously, because you set it aside. You have in mind to use it for anything you want. So obviously Chazal just don't want you using it for a suffic. So what's the issue of a suffic that Chazal don't want you to use it, don't want you to use this dirt for the suffic? So it must be the Kavod Guma, because Chazal were Chayshish, then maybe if we allow you to do Kisei Adam, so you might come to make a ditch in the ground. Maybe you're going to use dirt that's in the ground and you'll make a ditch. Well, says the Gemara, Vade Nami Kavod Guma. Even when you're taking the dirt for a Vada use, you're also making a Guma. When you take the dirt out of the ground, you're making a Guma. So Elamai, why is that okay? Ah, it's Baina, you're making a ditch in the ground, so why is it okay? For the same reason we said on Kasam and Aleph. Elakid Rababu, it's because of Rababu's Chiddush. So that being that it's Makalko, being that you're doing it and you don't even have any interest in the ditch, you're just doing it for the dirt. So the halacha is that it's mutter to make a ditch in this type of case, on Yom Tov. So then Hachanami Kid Rababu. So even if it's a suffic use, lemaisa, being that you're doing it for the dirt and not for the ditch, so it's mutter. So that can't be the reason why Chazal didn't want you to use the dirt for a suffic use. Again, it's not really muksa, you set it aside. So why didn't Chazal want you to use it for a suffic use? If it's because you're digging a ditch, by a vade also you're digging a ditch. Elamai, it's okay because of Rababu. So too by a suffic, it's okay because of Rababu. Ella says the Gemara, Safik Maitaima, why did Chazal not want you to use the dirt for a Safik use? Because Dilma Avid Ketisha. Because maybe sometimes the dirt will be rough, it will be clumpy, and you'll have to grind it up. so that it should be soft for the mitzvah of Kisli Adam, which is the Malach of Teichin. And therefore, Chazal didn't want you doing digging the dirt, taking this dirt out of the ground. Again, you already have the shovel in, but Chazal didn't want you taking the dirt out, because maybe at times you're going to be Ivor on Katisha. Well, says the Gemara, Vadinami Nigzar Mishum Katisha. That Chashash exists just as equally when you're using the dam for a Vada use. Then maybe you're going to end up being Kaitesh, you're going to be Teichin, you're going to grind up the dirt. So, says the Gemara, no, but by Vada, we're okay if you do that. Because Vada, Kika Avid Ketisha, even if you do grind it up, it's not so terrible, because Asi Asay, Vidachi Asay Asay. The Asay of Kisei Adam, being that you have a Vada Chiv of Kisei Adam, that will come, and that will be Daiche, the Lais Asay of Taichen, of Malacha and Yamtif. So therefore, by a Vada, we're not so concerned that maybe you'll end up grinding it up, because there's nothing really wrong if you do that, because anyways, the klal is that Asay Daiche Lais Asay. And Asay trumps the Lais Asay, so that Asay of Kisei Adam will take precedence over the Isra of Taichen on Yamtif. Well, says the Gemara, that's not true. You can't apply Asay Dach Leis Asay to this case, because Emir Damrina and Asi Asay V'dach Yis Leis Asay. When is it that we say that when is it that we allow an Asay to be Daicha Leis Asay? That's only Kigoyin Mila B'Tzaras. That's like by a case of a baby who has Tzaras by his Aver, and he has a Chiyuv Mila. So Milo is going to be cutting off the Tzaras. Now there's a Leis Asay to cut off Tzaras from a person's body. He has an asay to do mila. So, by such a case, the halacha is that asay deicha leis asay. The asay of mila is deicha the leis asay of cutting off the tzaras. So that's one example of classic asay deicha leis asay. Inami, another classic case, is sadin betzitzis, is that the halacha is that a person can wear tzitzis even in a way that it's going to be kalayim, even if he has a pishtun and he puts it together with wool. So it's still the halacha is that a say of tzitzis is daicha the leis asay of kalayim. So now those are the two classic cases of asay daicha leis asay. So when is it that we say asay daicha leis asay? That's only in cases like these two. The be'inna de kama'akar lav kamaikam lasay. Where at the exact same time that you're transgressing, so to speak, you're being Iker, the Lav, you're being Mekayim in Asay, by Mila B'Tzaras, so at the moment you're cutting off the Tzaras, you're being Mekayim Mila. On Kalayim and Tzitzis, at the moment you're wearing the Kalayim, you're also wearing Tzitzis. That's when we say Asay D'Chalais Asay, when they come simultaneously. But over here, Hacha, but over here, by our Gemara, by our case, of the Kisui Adam, the inna de kama akar lav, when you're kaitesh, when you grind up the dirt, so when you're ayver on the malacha, loy maikim asay, you're not being makayim the asay of Kisui Adam. Afterwards, you're gonna take that dirt and you're gonna put it over the dam. So it's not happening beidna, it's not happening at the same time. So you can't use the klal of asay de chaleis asay, even by a vadai. Says the Gemara, halai kasha, that's not shver. The Bahadi de Kotish Kamechase. I'll say we're talking about where the person's grinding up the dirt right on top of the dam. So at the same moment he's grinding the dirt, he's also covering the dam. It's all falling over on top of the dam. Well, still says the Gemara, Saif Saif, it's still not gonna help you. Asay de Chaleis Asay won't help, because Yamtiv Asay Vilois Asay Hu, Vein Asay Deicha Asleis Asay Ve Asay. And Asay is Deicha Leis Asay. And Asay is not Deicha a Leis Asay that's together with an Asay. Now, to do Mulacha on Yamtiv is not just a Leis Asay, it's an Asay and a Leis Asay. And therefore, the halacha is that an Asay is not Deicha Leis Asay and an Asay, so the rule of Asay Deicha Leis Asay is not going to help you over here. So now we're back to our original kasha, that what's the pshat in this brisa? Clearly the brisa is talking about a case where a person has dirt, and still the brisa is saying that you're allowed to shecht chayin and aif, which makes sense, because you have dirt that's ready prepared. And the question is why can't you shecht the koi? What's wrong with shechting the koi? So what if it's only a suffik? If there's a chiv of kisli adam? So what? The dirt's not muksa. There's no chayrish. There's no bayna. There's no anything. So why not just take this dirt and cover the dam and shech the koi? So says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rava. Says Rava that Efer Kira Daitoy Lavadai Ve'ing Daitoy Lasafik. It's not the pshat that the Chazal didn't allow you to use this dirt, which isn't muksa, for a suffik kisei adam. When a person sets aside his dirt, when he puts his shovel in the ground, when he has the ashes in the oven, when he sets aside dirt stam, like Rav Yehuda,
When a person sets aside dirt to use it, he only sets it aside for things that he has in mind that for sure he's going to need to do on Yantif. For suffic usages, he doesn't have in mind to use the dirt. And therefore, it's not that Chazal didn't allow you to use it for a suffic. The person himself, he could have had in mind to use it for a suffic. He pashut doesn't. A person doesn't typically have in mind to when he sets aside his dirt, to use it for a suffic usage. And therefore, if he shach sechai or a knife, so yeah, you could use it for kisui adam. But says the Braisa, he can't shach the koi, and even if he does, he's not going to be able to take the dirt and use it, because it's a problem of muksa. And says the Gemara, this that Rava says, that a person's das is not for a suffic usage, v'az the Rava letame. We found another member of Rava, where he says this as well. So Rava's l'shitasoi, da'amar Rava, Rava said, that hichnis afar l'chasis b'itzaya, mutter l'chasis b'idam tzipor. If a person designated dirt to use in case his child has an accident on the floor, so the way that they would, like we said before, the way they would clean up when their floor was dirty is they would take some dirt and they would put it on top. So if a child had an accident on the floor, if there was some tzaya on the ground, so a person would take dirt and he would put it over the tzaya. So now tzaya is considered a suffix. Now it's not a suffix that the child's going to need to go to the bathroom. That of course is a vadai that every child's going to have to go to the bathroom at some point over Yom Tif. But it's a suffix that the child will go to the bathroom in a way that it's in a area that the tzaya can't be there, and that the person will have to go ahead and take some dirt and cover the tzaya. So tzaya is considered a suffix. So said Rava, that if a person designates dirt for a suffix usage, if he designates dirt to use to cover tzaya, so then mutu l'chasis b'idam tzipur. So then if he shechts the tzipur and yamtif, so then you could use this dirt to cover that dam, because shechting a tzipur was considered a vada usage. That was a standard thing to do on Yom Tif. And therefore, if he said designated it for the safik, he could for sure use it for the vadai. But dam tzipur, if he designated the dirt to use for kisui adam when he shechts his tzipur, which again, that's a vada usage, so then also l'chaseis b'itzaya, he's not allowed to use it to clean up some tzaya, because that's a safik. So that's Rava l'shitasa. You see, Rava holds that when a person designates something for a vada usage, his mind is not on the suffix. And therefore, taka remains muksa to use it for the suffix usage. Like in this case, he's not allowed to use it to cover the tzaya. And in our case, he can't use it to cover the dam of the kai. But now on this topic of suffix and vada usages, says the Gemara that Nehar Bloy said that afilu hechnes afer l'chaseis b'idam tzipur mutu l'chaseis b'itzaya. They argued on Rava, and they said that no, even if a person designates dirt to use to cover the dam of the tzipur, they could use it to cover tzaya. Now, it's not because they argue fundamentally on Rava. They don't argue and say that when you set aside something for vada use, you're allowed to use it for a safek use. They argue about the metzias of tzaya. They consider tzaya to be something closer to a vadai. It has the halachic status of a vadai. And therefore, if you designate dirt to cover dam tzipur, you could also use it to cover the tzaya, because they're both vadais. Says the Gemara, Amri b'Marava, they say in Eretz Yisrael, that Pligi bar Rabbi Yosi bar Chama v'Rab Zeira. That there's a machlaikis, Rabbi Yosi bar Chama and Rab Zeira. V'Amri la Rava braid Rabbi Yosi bar Chama v'Rab Zeira. And some say the two Amarayim are Rava braid Rabbi Yosi bar Chama and Rab Zeira. Chad Amar koi harehu k'tzaya. One of them said that a koi is like tzaya, meaning that tzaya is a suffix. A koi we know is a suffix. So one of them said that a koi is like tzaya, meaning that tzaya has a din of suffix. V'chad Amar koi enei k'tzaya. The other one said that no, a koi and a tzaya are not the same halacha. A koi is a suffix. Tzaya is already considered halachically like a vadai. So says the Gemara, Testayim the Ravu, the Amar Kai Harehu Kitsaya. We have a raya that Rav is the one who says that Kai is halachically the same as Tsaya, meaning that Tsaya is considered a suffix. And what's the raya? It's from the memory that we just had. Damar Ravu Hichnesafer Lechasis Beit Tsaya, Mutter Lechasis Beit Dam Tzipur. Dam Tzipur also Lechasis Beit Tsaya. Rav's Chiddush in the Sefer of this memory was that if a person designates dirt for Kisei Adam, he's not allowed to use it to cover Tsaya, because Kisei Adam is considered a Vadai, whereas Tsaya is considered a suffix. So this time you have a raya from here that Rav is the one who says that Koy Harehu Kitsaya, that Tsaya is considered a suffix usage, it's not considered a vada usage. So again, but all this was Rava's pshat, and why is it that the Braisa says you're not allowed to use dirt that you have designated? Why can't you use the dirt for kisei adam of a koi on Yom Tif? Says Rava, the reason is because your das is not on the dirt to use it for a suffik usage. Rami Braid Rav Yeva Amar, he says a different shah, that koi hainu taima, this is the reason for a koi, the reason why the braisa doesn't allow you to use dirt to cover the koi is the loy mechasinon, hainu taima de loy mechasinon. This is the reason why by a koi you're not allowed to do kiswe adam, because gzeira mishum ataras chalbay. If people see that you're covering the dam in Yom Tif, they're going to say, hey, whoa, you're covering the dam, so this must be a chaya. This koi must be a chaya, because only a chaya and oif are chayv and kisui adam. They know that that's the lacha. They don't know that a koi is considered a suffik. So they just see you covering the dam of the koi, and they say, oh, it must be a koi is considered a chaya. The next day, they're going to buy a koi from the market, and they're going to eat the chalef, because they're going to say, hey, it's a chaya, right? I saw him covering the dam. So it must be it's a chaya. The chaylev, all the fats of a chaya are mutter. So the person who sees you covering the dam of the koi, he's going to end up eating the chaylev of the koi. He's going to assume that the chaylev is mutter. And really it's not, because really it's a suffik that maybe the koi is a behema. So mi suffik, you're not allowed to eat the chaylev. But this person who sees you covering the dam, he's going to think that you're allowed to eat the chaylev. Ask the Gemari, Hachi, if so, afilu bechal nami. So then even during the week, if a person sees you covering the dam of a koi, so then even during the week, a person's going to assume that, hey, if you're covering the dam, so then it must be that it's a chayah. So says the Gemara, no. Bechal amri lenaker chatzera hu tzarech. No, it's not true. During the week, if a person sees you covering the dam of the koi, so they just say that, oh, it must be, you don't want your chatzer to be dirty. You're not doing it for the mitzvah. You're just doing it just to get rid of the dirt, to get rid of the dam. You don't want your chatzer to be dirty. That's why you're covering it. On Yom Tif, you wouldn't be able to do such a thing. This is what they assume. On Yom Tif, to take dirt, and it really is allowed, but this is what they assume. That, hey, you're not allowed to, you're right, because the dirt's not muksa, like we're saying. You have dirt that's set aside, so there's nothing wrong with using it to clean up your chatzer. But this, the person thinks that, oh, on Yom Tif, you can't just clean up your chatzer with dirt. So it must be you're doing a mitzvah of kisui adam, and it must be that this koi is a chaya. During the week, when they see you covering the dam, they say, oh, you're just cleaning up your chatzer. Well, ask the Gemara, that's all understandable during the week, that they could say that, oh, you must just be cleaning up your chatzer if they see you shechting the koi in the chatzer. But shachat ba'ashba ma'ik lemeimar. What happens if you shecht the koi over a garbage dump, or the point is somewhere else, not in your chatzer? So you're obviously not cleaning up your chatzer. You didn't shecht it in your chatzer. So then they assume when they see you covering the dam that, oh, it must be that the koi is a chaya. They're going to come to be matter the chaylev. Or bali malich ma'ikal ameimar. What happens if someone comes to the rav of the shayla? He says, should I cover the dam mechayev and kisei adam on the koi? And the rav's going to tell him yes. He's going to start to think that, oh, so that means now the chaylev is mutter. And he's not going to think that you're just cleaning the chatzer. He asked the rav. The rav told him he has to do kisei adam. So says the Gemara Ella Bechol, the reason why by Chol, by during the week, there's no chashash, is because inami misfeko amri, inami misafka amri le rabban and zil tarach v'chase. It's because during the week, even if it's just a suffik, so you're going to have to do kisei adam on the suffik. So even if you tell him that it's a chiv kisei adam, even if he sees you covering the dam in the ashba, still he's not going to make an assumption, oh, it must be, it's a vade chaya. All he could assume is that it's at least a Savik Chaya. He has no right to assume it's a Vade Chaya. Maybe it's a Savik Chaya. That's why you're covering the dam, because of the Savik. But Yom Tif, the person assumes that when he sees you covering the dam on Yom Tif, that im isafka mi amri le rabbanan zil tarach v'chasi. Would the rabbanan really tell a person to go ahead and be tireach and cover it with dirt? This is what the person assumes. Now we know really the halacha is that it's mutter. But says Rami Breder of Yebo that the reason why Chazal didn't want a person shechting a koi, and even if he did, they didn't allow him to do kisei adam, even though he has afar, that's not muksa, that he's allowed to use, is because the person who sees it will assume that there's a problem with just stam covering dam on Yom Tif, and it must be, if you're covering the dam, it's because there's a chi of kisei adam. He's going to learn from there that a koi is a chaya, that it's a vade chaya, and the next day he's going to eat the chaylev of a koi, when really it's a problem. And one last Gemara, says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Zero, the loy koi bilvad amru. This is not just a halacha about a koi. It's not just a koi that you're not allowed to cover the dam. Ela afilu shachat behema chaya v'oif. Even if a person shechted on Yom Tif, a behema, a chaya, and an oif. So, included in what he shechted is a chaya and a knife. So there's a vad lechiv now of kisei adam, and he has offer that he set aside. Vinis arvu dam and zebezeh, and all the dam got mixed together. The halacha is also lechaseis to be yamtif. He's not allowed to cover it on yamtif. And Rashi explains, because now that there's also dam of a behema there, and it all got mixed together, so when he covers it with afar, he's going to have to take extra afar to cover the dam of the behema. He's going to have to do an extra few shovels. And so that's tircha shlo letzairich. And being that it's a tircha shlo letzairich, it's a tircha for something that's not necessary, that's why, so Chazal didn't allow a person to do kisui adam in such a case. When he has a behema chai and oif, that the dam all got mixed together. And Rashi is clear that that's also a third pshat for why you're not allowed to cover the dam of a koyan yamtif. A third pshat in the Braisa, the reason why Chazal didn't allow a person to shach the koyan yamtif, and even if he did, they didn't allow him to cover the dam, is because, being that it's a suffix, if it's chayiv in kisui adam, so to cover the dam would be considered a tircha shlo letzairich. And says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Yasino, the leishanu ala she'en yachul lechaseisai bedikira achas. This is only true that if all the dam of the behema chai and oif got mixed together, so you're not allowed to cover it, it's only true if you can't cover it in one shovel, in one scoop. Aval yachul lechaseisai bedikira achas, but if you could do it in one scoop, so then mutter, so then there's no problems, because then there's no tircha shlo letzairich. Anyways, you have to do that one dikira, you have to do that one shovel, and so the fact that there's also dam behema that's there, that doesn't take away anything. Because anyways, you have to do that one scoop. So if you could do it all in one scoop, so then it will be mutter, because then there won't be any added tircha. Says the Gemara Pshita, that's obvious. Ma'u the tema, the chiddush is that nigzer dekira achas atu shteget dekirais. Maybe you might think that even if you could do it in one scoop, so still you shouldn't be allowed to, because once we allow you to do it, when you could do it in one scoop, so you might come to do it also in two scoops. Kamash malon, then no, if you could do it in one scoop, it's taka mutter. So again, though, we had a braisa that said you're not allowed to shecht a koi on yamtif, and if you do, so you're not allowed to cover the dam. We thought to ask a kasha from here on Rav Yehuda, who said that if you prepare dirt, you could use it for any need. If you could use it for any need, so then what's wrong with covering the dam of the koi? Shech the koi and cover the dam. Who cares if it's not a mitzvah of kisui adam? You're cleaning up your house, so it should be mutter no matter what. The Gemara ends up saying that we're forced to say that anyways, you obviously have dirt in the case of the Braisa. And if you have dirt, then stam, you have a kash on the Braisa. It's not a kash on Rav Yehuda. You have dirt. You even have a shovel that's in the ground. So stam, it's a kash on the Braisa. Why is it that you're not allowed to shech the koi? And if you do that, you're not allowed to cover the dam. L'chayr, you have dirt that's set aside. There should be no issues. So the Gemara said first from Rava that a person's das is only to use it for vada usage. His das is not to use it to cover the dam of a koi. We had the second pshat from Rami Breder of Yeva, who said that the reason why you're not allowed to cover the dam of a koi in yamtif is because people who see might mistakenly assume that, oh, the fact that you're covering the dirt shows that it's a vadei chaya, and he's going to come to eat the chalev. And then, like Rashi says from Reb Zera, we see a third reason that you're not allowed to cover the dam of the koi on yamtif is because of a tircha shlo letzairich, being that it might not be chayiv in kisei adam, it might just really be a behema, which isn't chayiv in kisei adam, so to take dirt and cover it would be considered a tircha shlo. Let's say it.